eyes. First Tribune quietly cleared his throat. Prince Satan Damon Saw Diablo, you stand before the council requesting guardianship of the child Janelle Angeline. You did not, as is customary in a blood dispute, provide us with the information needed to contact the girl's family so that they could come here and speak on their own behalf.
They don't want the child, was the quiet reply. I do.
We have only your word on that, High Lord.
Fools, Andalvar thought, watching the barely perceptible rise and fall of Satan's chest. First Tribune continued.
The most troubling aspect of this petition is that you're a guardian, one of the living dead, and yet you want us to place the welfare of a living child into your hands.
Not just any child, Tribune. This child.
First Tribune shifted uneasily in his chair. His eyes swept over the tiered seats on both sides of the large room.
Because of the unusual circumstances, the decision will have to be unanimous. Do you understand?
I understand, Tribune. I understand very well.
First Tribune cleared his throat again.
A vote will now be taken on the petition of Satan Damon Saw Diablo for the guardianship of the child, Janelle Angeline. Those opposed?
A number of hands went up, and Andalvar shuddered at the peculiar glazed look in Satan's eyes. After the hands were counted, no one spoke. No one moved.
Take the vote again,
Satan said too softly. When First Tribune didn't respond, Second Tribune touched his arm. Within seconds, there was nothing in First Tribune's chair but a pile of ash and a black silk robe.
Mother Night,
Andalvar thought as he watched body after opposing body crumble.
Mother Night. Take the vote again,
Satan said too gently. It was unanimous. Second Tribune rubbed her hand over her heart.
Prince Satan, Damon Saw Diablo, the council hereby grants you all paternal...
Parental. All parental rights.
All parental rights to the child Janelle Angeline from this hour until she reaches her majority in her 20th year.
As soon as Satan bowed to the tribunal and began the long walk down the room, Andalvar left his seat and opened the large double doors at the far end of the council chamber. He sighed with relief when Satan, leaning heavily on his silver-headed cane, slowly walked past him. It wasn't over, Andalvar thought as he closed the doors and followed Satan. The council would be more subtle next time in opposing the High Lord, but there would be a next time. When they finally stepped out into the fresh night air, Andalvar turned to his longtime friend.
Well, she's yours now.
Satan lifted his face to the night sky and closed his golden eyes.
Yes, she's mine.
Part 1. Chapter 1. 1. Tyriel. Surrounded by guards, Lucivar Yaslana, the half-breed Irian warlord prince, walked into the courtyard, fully expecting to hear the order for his execution. There was no other reason for a salt mine slave to be brought to this courtyard, and Zulta, the queen of Pruel, had good reason to want him dead. Prithian, the high priestess of Ascavi, still wanted him alive, still hoped to turn him to stud. But Prithian wasn't standing in the courtyard with Zulta. Dorothea Saw Diablo, the high priestess of Hyil, was. Lucivar spread his dark, membranous wings to their full span, taking advantage of Pruel's desert air to let them dry. Lady Zulta glanced at her master.